Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, October 28th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll begin with the Green Bay Packers, who went into the Minneapolis Metrodome one last time and dominated the Vikings 44-31. Head coach Mike McCarthy's fourth straight win.
Big win. All division games are tough. We're 5-2. We're getting better. You know, we got better tonight as a football team. Our young guys got exposed to a tough environment, a hard-nosed division game, and so we'll have a chance to grow from this. So very pleased, obviously, with the victory tonight.
Aaron Rodgers directed an offense that scored on six possessions in a row until their final kneel-down series with just over a minute to play.
I don't think you can expect that at all, but we expect greatness out of our guys. We expect guys to be prepared, to be accountable for the routes they're running, for the blocks they're making. And guys did a great job tonight. And then we're going to look at the film, and there's going to be things that we would have liked to do better. But we scored on all the meaningful possessions, and there's a lot to be said about that in this environment against that defense. So we're pretty proud about that.
He found Jordy Nelson twice for touchdowns, covering 11 and 76 yards, both with Nelson moved into the slot position for the first time in a while.
It worked well. Had some good plays out of it. Something different we were looking at, and had some different opportunities, and Aaron and I were able to connect on some big plays.
The Packer offense also produced 182 yards on the ground. For rookie Eddie Lacy, it was 94 yards and a score.
I'm having a lot of fun, man, but, I got to, stay focused, don't get complacent, and just continue to drive.
And Micah Hyde returned a punt 93 yards for a touchdown in the second quarter, his first TD as a pro.
It was awesome. It was a great feeling. I haven't been in the end zone in a while, and so it feels good to get back.
Defensively, Packers held Adrian Peterson to 60 yards and really made it difficult for the Vikings to engineer a rally. Tremont Williams on finishing off a fifth win in 7 weeks.
It was a good win.
Definitely a good win.
How you doing?
Something to build off, another win to build off, just continue winning as a team like we're doing. My identity is a little different now. We have a balanced attack offensively. Defensively, we're just playing good defense.
Packers are 5-2, remain a half game in front of the Detroit Lions in the NFC North race as the Vikings fall to 1-6. The Lions, an improbable 31-30 victory over the Dallas Cowboys, a wild fourth quarter shootout. Cowboys push the lead to 30-24 with just over a minute to go, but Matthew Stafford led his offense on an 80-yard march without a timeout and capped the game-winning drive with a quarterback sneak with 12 seconds left. He connected with Calvin Johnson 14 times for 329 yards, second most receiving yards in a single game. The Megatron was huge.
I mean, we got one-on-one coverage, and we was able to hit on a lot. I don't know what our percentages were, but we were able to hit on a lot of deep passes, intermediate, we were all over the place.
Dallas falls to 4-4 with the loss. Kansas City stays perfect at 8-0, beat the Cleveland Browns 23-17. New England trailed Miami 17-7, but rallied for a 27-17 victory. Drew Brees throws 5 touchdown passes to lead the Saints over the Bills 35-17. New York gets 5 field goals from Josh Brown, but it's enough to beat the Philadelphia Eagles 15-7. In Wembley Stadium, San Francisco dominated the winless Jaguars 42-10. Cincinnati routed the New York Jets 49-9. Andy Dalton threw 5 touchdown passes, 4 of them to Marvin Jones. Oakland over Pittsburgh 21-18. Terrell Pryor, a 93-yard touchdown run, the longest ever in NFL history by a quarterback. And Denver trailed Washington at home 21-7 before scoring 38 unanswered points, 31 in the fourth quarter, to win 45-21. And it was Arizona getting 154 yards and an 80-yard touchdown run from Andre Ellington in beating the struggling Atlanta Falcons 27-13. Week 8 wraps up with Seattle at St. Louis in the Monday night game. To the World Series, where it's now even at 2 games apiece after a crazy weekend. Boston beat St. Louis Sunday night 4-2 at Busch Stadium after Game 3 ended on an obstruction call, giving the Cardinals a 5-4 victory. This one ended with the tying run at the plate and Carlos Beltran, but Koji Uehara picked off Colton Wong to end the contest. Johnny Gomes, the big hit, a 3-run home run in the 6th, a late fill-in for the injured Shane Victorino. The Cardinals changed pitchers in the 6th inning to face Gomes, and he said, "It didn't matter to me.
I'm sure there's all kinds of reports on me or whatever, but, if I'm fortunate enough to get a mistake, the bat's going to come through the zone hot and worked out."
It worked out great, and now Game 5 will be at Busch Stadium on Monday night. A rematch of the Game 1 starters, Adam Wainwright for the Cardinals against John Lester for the Red Sox. In the National Hockey League, the San Jose Sharks beat the Ottawa Senators 5-2. Tampa Bay, a 4-3 shootout win over Florida. Anaheim skates past Columbus 4-3. Colorado Avalanche beat the Winnipeg Jets 3-2. The LA Kings over the Edmonton Oilers 2-1 in a shootout. The NBA regular season tips off this week. The Milwaukee Bucks will open in New York against the Knicks on Wednesday night. Bucks' final preseason game against Toronto Friday night at the Bradley Center was canceled 5 minutes in because of poor floor conditions. The Goodies Headache Relief Shot 500, powered by Kroger, was run at the Martinsville Speedway in Virginia. And Jeff Gordon, ending a 32-race drought, picking up his first win this season. Granted, it's coming late, but better late than never for Gordon, now third in the chase for the Cup standings.
We've worked so hard, and we, many weekends we've left the racetrack looking at one another going, what do we have to do? We've had race cars. We've had pit stops. We've had strategy. I feel like I've had days where, you know, I've done my part, but just couldn't get it all.
They got it all on Sunday. Matt Kenseth finishes second, and that gets him back even with Jimmy Johnson for the points lead with just three races to go. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.